From the News Center, a news focus.
Educators are calling on Congress to provide emergency funding to help public schools closed by the COVID pandemic reopen safely. Schools in counties in the yellow and green phases of reopening soon will be resuming in-person instruction and activities. But the economic impact of the pandemic means local school districts in the Commonwealth could be facing a combined shortfall of $1 billion for the coming school year. Pennsylvania State Education Association President Rich Askey points out that from social distancing in classrooms to enhanced cleaning procedures and personal protective equipment, schools will need more funding, not less.
We're urging Congress to invest $175 billion in education nationwide, and they need to do this before they go on summer recess.
Last month, representatives of prominent education associations in Pennsylvania released a report outlining steps needed to safely reopen the schools. The report estimates that trying to manage the crisis by cutting school budgets could mean the elimination of up to 40,000 jobs in education in the state. But Askey notes that students haven't been in school since last March, and that has had an impact.
We're going to need to deal with social and emotional wellness with these kids. We don't need fewer counselors. We need more counselors. We don't need fewer nurses. We need more nurses.
He adds that split schedules or combined classroom and online learning to maintain social distancing will require more teachers as well. Askey says state lawmakers also need to step up and do their part to make sure that children, teachers, and staff stay safe as schools reopen.
Finding out what their local constituents need, working with the governor, working with the Department of Education to make sure that there is clarity across the board on procedures and how to open schools.
He emphasizes that reopening schools safely needs to be a priority because going backward is not an option. I'm Andrea Sears.